fancy. But that changed 6 years ago with the debut of CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, which made corpses and fingerprints water cooler conversation and also made its star famous. William Peterson plays Gil Grissom, the head of a Las Vegas crime scene investigation unit bent on finding the truth.
Forget about the husband, Warwick. Forget about the assumptions. Forget about your promotion. These things will only confuse you. Concentrate on what cannot lie. The evidence.
Peterson set Hollywood abuzz when he announced he'd take a hiatus from CSI in the middle of the season in order to appear in the play Dublin Carol with the Trinity Repertory Company in Providence, Rhode Island. His character, John Plunkett, also deals with dead bodies. He's an undertaker. But this alcoholic Irishman facing his past on Christmas Eve is a far cry from CSI's cerebral Grissom. Here now is Emiko Tamagawa caught up with William Peterson at Trinity Rep to ask, why the stage instead of the TV screen?
I grew up in the theater. You know, I mean, the TV thing came very late in my career. And I haven't been able to do a play since the show started, which was in 2000, I think. So I just wanted to be able to get back to the stage. And Kurt Columbus, who's the artistic director here at Trinity Rep, sent me the play last spring, and I read it, and I loved it. So I went to CBS and said, is there a way that I can do this over Christmas next year?
And what is it about live theater that really has its hold on you?
There's just a great thrill to it, especially if you have a great piece of material. First of all, to be able to tell a story straight through from beginning to end. We never get to do that in movies or television. You know, it's all chopped up, and we do a scene from here and then a scene from the end in the beginning. And, you know, you never get a chance to really feel like you're telling the story. And it's still, to my mind, the best format for storytelling in the world is the living theater.
I'm thinking the other thing that must be an attraction is the character that you play on CSI is very intellectual, very self-contained. This is not how I would describe John Plunkett.
Well, he's a, you know, he's some kind of unfortunate everyman. You know, obviously he's an alcoholic who's been struggling his whole life with the bottle. And his boss, who's been sort of taking care of him for a number of years and keeping him somewhat of the straight and narrow, is in the hospital sick. And he's kind of at wit's end. He's kind of lost without him. And he is visited by his estranged daughter. And he's a fascinating character because he, you know, despite all of the tragedy in his life and all of the mistakes and all of the sort of himself as well as others, he continues to fight the good fight. He continues to hope that he somehow or another will make it. And I think that's the great message of the play. That we, you know, there's a lot of difficult times for people at Christmas. And I think this show points that out and addresses it in a beautiful way.
Are you a Christmas man?
Yeah, I suppose I am. I like Christmas.
Get the little lady a present and so on.
Well, I suppose you have to, don't you? You know?
Ah, you have to. Get her a nice jumper or something.
Yeah, get her a nice interact.
Oh, she'll be delighted. Nice pair of socks in the pockets. A little surprise, though.
There's a scene with the other undertakers as a sort of a new guy. Yeah. The other guy keeps trying to leave, and your character keeps finding ways of making him stay.
Yeah, he's terrified of being alone, I think, and what'll happen to him in terms of the drink, you know, and his demons and his, you know, he somehow or another, as long as he can stay involved with someone and talk to them, he can somewhat survive. And so he sort of ensnares this young nephew of his boss to listen to his stories.
When I go, though, very small.
Yeah?
Keeping it all very quiet.
Yeah?
Spare people the old hassle.
And for what people want to pay the respect to you?
Ah, respect is no use to you when you're gone. If you haven't earned it while you're alive, don't be looking for it just because you happen to die. I never really did any great things. In fact, I've done many things which, to tell you the truth, I'm very, very ashamed of. And if you've let people down, don't be wanting to be all crowding around talking about what a brilliant fella you were at your funeral, you know?
You mentioned his estranged daughter. Can you talk a little bit about their relationship?
Yeah, that's a very difficult part in the play, the middle of the play, where his daughter comes to tell him that her mother's dying and that she hasn't seen him in 10 years because of his struggles and his weaknesses. He has certainly not been a father. in any sense of the word. And she comes to see if he will do this one thing for her in terms of her mother.
Of course you should. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying I have to go in.
Of course you have to.
What's wrong?
It's just you make it like such a chore for you.
No, it's just, I've been in and out seeing Noel, the man who runs this business. It's just going to the hospital. I don't know. I didn't mean anything.
Come with me today.
He fights with it because he doesn't feel not only qualified, but that he even has the right to be around them anymore. The great thing about John Plunkett in this play is that he is not afraid of his failures. He's not afraid to hide them. He is hidden in his life from all kinds of conflicts and all kinds of responsibilities. But he knows that. He knows that he's done it, and he doesn't know exactly why, but his self-loathing is pretty full, but his self-honesty is pretty brave.
I know you want me to say I'm sorry.
No.
But I can hardly remember anything. I was in a very bad state. I don't want to make any excuses, but Jesus Christ, I was in hell. I was in agony, and nobody knew. And I didn't know what to do about it. You don't know. I am sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the whole stinking business.
I have to ask you just one quick CSI question, just because to me, I mean, you have CSI, you have CSI New York, CSI Miami, and countless numbers of other shows do some sort of ripoff of the genre. What do you think is the appeal of it?
Well, when we first created the show, I felt that it was a perfect time for a show like this because of, well, the O.J. trial. There was a whole lot of the country not understanding what forensic science had to do with crime and criminals. And when the idea for this came out, we just thought, God, this could be great. I thought there would be a niche audience for it. I didn't know that it was going to be a huge worldwide audience. Nobody did. I went to a pathologist convention a few years ago down in New Orleans. They gave me an award for sort of raising their profile, and it was fascinating because they all said, you know, for the longest time, people would ask us what we do, and we'd say we were coroners or pathologists, and they would turn away and walk away. You know, they didn't want to talk to them. And now they were getting, you know, people were fascinated by them all of a sudden at cocktail parties and whatnot. So there was a place for a show like this, if we could do it right.
As you said, you are a stage actor. You were a stage actor for years, in addition to doing films and television. Now that you've had this taste again, is it tempting to just sort of give it all up and go back to the stage again?
Well, I've been blessed. Obviously, in my career, to be able to do all of these things. You know, I mean, I've managed to be able to be a big part of three completely different mediums, and they're three very different muscles for an actor. I would never say no to any of them. I would like to get more theater back into my life, certainly, and I will. If I were to have my druthers, I would be in the theater first and foremost and do movies and television as I could. You know, and I have been fortunate to be able to do that in my life, in my career. So, I can never say really anything bad because it's been a blessing.
Actor William Peterson. For more about Dublin Carol and the Trinity Repertory Company, go to our website, here-now.org.